Welcome back to Pop the Quiz, the only wine quiz show where the questions are free, but the answers will cost you. I'm Rusty Sellers. We're pulling straight from the vault. The Claire Wang Vault. Pricing strategist. 20 years in the game. She walked into a wine show and turned everything upside down. Two rounds. Five questions each. Let's see what you were paying attention to.
Trivia show, sip it fast now.
Here we go.
Round one. The psychology of the poor. Question 1. In a famous study from Stanford and Caltech, participants were told they were drinking two different wines, one priced at $5, one at $45. While they were drinking, researchers put them in an MRI scanner. What did the brain scans actually reveal? A. Both wines activated the brain equally. B. The $5 wine triggered more pleasure responses. C. The brain showed more pleasure when drinking the wine people believed cost $45. Or D. Price had no measurable effect on brain activity at all. The correct answer is C. The brain showed more pleasure when people believed they were drinking the $45 wine. Not because the wine was different. Because the number was different. The price didn't just change their opinion. It changed their actual brain activity. That's not marketing. That's neuroscience. Question 2. Claire explained why premium wine producers deliberately avoid pricing a bottle at $18.99. Which of these is the reason? A. It's harder to remember. B. The 99 signals bargain, not quality. C. It confuses distributors. Or D. Odd pricing is illegal in some wine regions. The correct answer is B. The 99 sends a signal, and that signal is bargain. Good deal. And if you're selling a premium product, the last thing you want rattling around in your customer's brain is the word bargain. Clean numbers like $18 or $19 say quality. 99 cents says clearance rack. Question 3. A study published in the Journal of Wine Economics put a group of people through a blind tasting. No labels, no prices, no stories. Just wine. What did untrained tasters actually prefer? A. The more expensive wine. B. The wine with the better label. C. The cheaper wine. Or D. They couldn't tell any difference at all. The correct answer is C. The cheaper wine. Without the story, without the price tag doing its job, without anyone telling them what they were supposed to taste, they reached for the less expensive bottle every time, which means quality does not speak for itself. Somebody has to speak for it. Question 4. According to Claire, when a customer sees a price that is too low, what happens psychologically? A. They buy immediately. B. They assume it's on sale. C. They question the quality and may not buy at all. Or D. They feel guilty spending more elsewhere. The correct answer is C. They question the quality and may not buy at all. Every customer has a floor, a price below which the product stops feeling trustworthy. Too low, and they start asking themselves, wait, is something wrong with this? You can actually lose a sale by charging too little. Wrap your head around that one. Question 5. Claire sat down with Christian Seely, the managing director of Chateau Pichon Baron in Bordeaux, one of the most prestigious wine estates in the world. She asked him how he prices his wine. Which of these was his answer? A. Charge what the market will bear. B. Price reflects the vintage, not the customer. C. I charge the highest price my regular customers will enthusiastically buy. Or D. Let the wine set the price. The correct answer is C. And Claire remembered this exactly. I charge the highest price my regular customers will enthusiastically buy. No formula, no spreadsheet, just a deep understanding of who your customer is and what they'll happily hand over. Claire called it the best single-sentence summary of pricing strategy she had ever heard. Coming from the man setting prices on some of the most expensive bottles in Bordeaux, I'd say she's right. That's round one in the books. Five questions. How are you tracking? Keep that score in your head because round two is a different animal. We're playing Claire's own game now.
Yeah, boy.
Round two. True, false, or both? Just like Claire played it with Forrest. And yes, both is always on the table. Question 6. People are more likely to buy a product priced at $9.99 than $10, even though the difference is exactly one penny. True, false, or both? The correct answer is true. The left digit does the heavy lifting. Your brain reads 9 before it ever gets to the 99 cents. One penny. Enormous difference in how it lands. Question 7. A higher price always means higher quality. True, false, or both? The correct answer is both. Price signals quality, and sometimes it delivers on that promise. But perception and reality don't always come in the same bottle. You've been warned. Question 8. Seeing a higher priced option first makes the next option feel like a better deal. True, false, or both? The correct answer is true. It's called anchoring. The first number sets the frame and everything after it gets measured against it. It's why the most expensive bottle on a wine list isn't always there to be sold. Sometimes it's just there to make the second most expensive one look reasonable. Question 9. Price has no effect on how your brain actually experiences taste. True, false, or both? The correct answer is both. For trained wine professionals, the effect is smaller. Their expertise gives them an anchor that price can't easily move. But for the rest of us, the MRI doesn't lie. Price changes the taste experience whether you want it to or not. You are not as objective as you think you are. Neither am I. Question 10. Final question. Most businesses spend a significant amount of time on pricing strategy. True, false, or both? The correct answer is false. And those are Claire's words, not mine. She said, "I wish they do, but they don't." 20 years as a pricing strategist, and that's her takeaway. Most businesses are leaving money on the table because they treat pricing like an afterthought. Something to think about next time you're staring at a price tag on a bottle of wine. 10 questions, 2 rounds, all of it straight from one of the sharpest minds to ever sit across from Forrest Kelly. Claire Wang, pricing strategist and author of The Price of Influence, dropping this September. Find her at clairewang.com. And remember, next time a price makes you hesitate, reach, or feel like you're getting away with something, that feeling was engineered. I'm Rusty Sellers. See you next time.